explanation, because the scripture here says nothing of what man does, only what God does.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
It's all too clear. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. 90 seconds for an update here today. You're going to hear the last part of this message I just preached last weekend here at Island Community Church. We're in Acts chapter 13, and we're picking it up where the Apostle Paul is talking about David. And he was saying, he was reading a scripture that says, I have found David to be a man after my own heart, who will do my own will. And I got to be wondering, thinking about that, am I a man after God's own heart? I certainly hope that I am. How about you? How can you ensure that you are a man or a woman after God's own heart? And the answer to that would be, you love what God loves. You hate what God hates. What does God love? I'll tell you what he loves. He loves people. He loves righteousness. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They will be filled. God hates sin. He hates evil. He hates it when people get mistreated and abused. And he hates it when people do a child wrong. Those are some of the ways to be a man and a woman after God's own heart. We're going to get into the last part of this message now. We're in the 13th chapter of Acts.
Do you hate what God hates? God loves people. So much so that he sent his son down here to die on the cross for them. God demonstrates his own love towards you, and that while you're still a sinner, Christ died for you. Is that you? And he hates sin. He hates lying. Do you love what God loves and hate what God hates? That's how you can be a person after God's own heart, is one that wants to advance his kingdom here on earth. Is that you? I believe so. There's not a person in this church I go home and pray about, and you say, you know, so-and-so, they don't want to advance your kingdom here. I don't know anyone that fits those parameters. Let me go down to verse 38. It says, therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. That sounds like it's out of the book of Romans, Darren. There's the word justified in the book of Acts. Everyone who believes in and receives Jesus Christ as their Lord is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. What does that mean? The Greek word is the word dikaios. D-I-K-A-I-O-S. It's a legal term. It means God is the judge. Well, the word also means, some translations here have the word freed. And the law could not free you from the law of Moses. To be justified is when the judge sits on the bench and hears your case. This is the whole reason I got this. This is a good thing, not a bad thing. To be justified is to have the judge and creator of the universe hear your case, and you stand before him and say, I believe Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's my Lord. Then God takes this biggest gavel you've ever seen, and he slams it down. He makes that bell go right up there past Pluto. And then he looks at you, Danny, and he says, not guilty. Write that down, devil. And let me tell you something. When God declares you not guilty, it's all over. It's all over. You remind the devil of that. God has freed you. He's declared you not guilty. There's no double jeopardy. You're never brought up again on that. It's once. He died once for all, the Bible says. Not twice. You stand before him once. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. You receive Jesus Christ to be justified. Romans 5:1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you get right with God. Having been justified by faith, that is, I believe in Jesus Christ. He's my Lord. I confess his name. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father and his angels up in heaven. That's the gospel message, right, Mike? Having been justified by faith, not by giving money to the church. That doesn't justify you. That does nothing for you. Not by someone putting water on your head when you're 3 days old. What does that do for you? I was confirmed when I was 13 years old, and I'm not even going to tarnish this pulpit and tell you what I did 5 minutes afterwards. You're not a believer because someone says, Esposito, today you will believe. That doesn't do anything for you. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. There's only one way to get peace. That is to be right with him. People do anything to try to get it. They divorce their spouse. They buy a boat. They buy a great big house. They do anything to try to get peace because they got agita in their soul. Because they're not right with God. That's the only way to have peace, is to have your name written in the book of life. And now Paul's discovered this after being alone with Jesus in the desert for 3 years. Now we're seeing in the Bible how to get right with God. Here it is, right here for the first time. Let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man, capital M, is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. The law cannot save you. That's why Paul calls it a ministry of condemnation and a ministry of death. And the letter kills. It doesn't save. The letter kills you. Jesus saves you. You get that? The letter kills. Jesus saves. The letter kills. He who keeps the whole law and stumbles at one point is guilty of all. Let's look into your thoughts this morning and see where you stand. And over here, having been justified by faith, I have peace with God through my Lord Jesus Christ. Where do you stand? With Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's move on. We're almost done here. Verse 40, and naturally from Paul, you've got to have a warning. It says, beware, therefore, lest what has been spoken in the prophets comes upon you, meaning, don't let this happen to you. Beware lest what was spoken in the prophets come upon you, colon. Now here it comes. He's going to quote Habakkuk chapter 1. Behold, you despisers, marvel and perish, for I, this is God speaking, I will work a work in your days, a work in which you will by no means believe. That's a double negative in Greek. I will work a work that you will not believe. Meaning there's an exclamation point there. Meaning the veins coming out of his neck. I'm going to do such a work in your day that you will by no means believe, though one were to declare it to you. Meaning refuse Jesus Christ here today and say no to him. Beware, this is going to happen to you. I will work a work in your days. Meaning him. I will work a work. A work that you will by no means, he means you can bet your sweet bippy that you will not believe it. God says, write this down and take this to the bank. If you refuse him today, you will by no means believe. You can't, because he is the author of faith. He's the dispenser of faith. For it's by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest no one can boast about it. God is the dispenser of faith. And you will by no means believe if the dispenser of faith is going to turn his back on you and go the other way. He says to all believers, I will never leave you or forsake you. He says to those that refuse to believe, I will do a work in your day, which you will by no means believe, even though one would declare it to you. Do I have time to go on, or should we leave? On. I mean, we have a church meeting today. This is a democracy. Not Hitler yet around here. All right. Verse 48. Only for another 6 minutes. Now, when the Gentiles heard this, that is Paul's sermon, once the Jews rejected him, he went to the Gentiles, just like Peter did in chapter 10. When they heard this message, verse 48, when they heard this, they were glad. And they glorified the word of the Lord. And then it says this, as many as were appointed to eternal life believed.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth. All the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio, and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.